Mulaney this morning and the story of the Maple Street Co-op. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of it. I mean, it's this great little story. I think they've got more around 1,000 little owners in the co-op now, and they're at their 41st anniversary as well. So let's get the story from Charlotte Fogarty Henderson, who's with me, one of the managers there. Morning, Charlotte.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm really well. Thanks for coming on. Could you, if I never knew of you and the co-op, could you tell me how it started and give us the background?
Yeah, so we're a members-owned cooperative that started over 41 years ago when a group of people got together and wanted some more good, healthy options for the town. And, still growing from there.
So it's the business model, if you like, is a part share from the people that are involved.
Yeah, so I've got 1,000 roughly members, and you buy a share in the co-op, which also gives you a 5% discount. So there's no one owner, it's owned by the community.
So do you get more people, do people continually want to be a part of the co-op?
Yeah, definitely. It's it's worth it for a lot of people, even just with their discount, but it's also good to feel involved in the community for sure.
And is there a profit sharing within the co-op as well then?
No, all the profits we make goes back into the co-op, so buying better equipment, better fridges, or the expansion that we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, so tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so we've just knocked down the wall to next door and we're pushing in there, so we've got quite a bit more room now, so that'll be good.
So what is the co-op, the sum of the parts? Tell us what makes it up today.
We're mostly organic food. We've got a fair bit of bulk stuff, and we're getting more and more bulk stuff. And, lots of fruit and veg and dry goods as well.
And there's a story about a bunya pine, I think, too.
We got donated these lovely bunya pine slabs that the local Woodies have made into these bench seat kind of things for us, and they're going in our windowsill where all these awesome displays will go on top of. So that's really cool. And that's about 40 years old, the bunya pine, so it's a nice bit of history.
How's Mulaney been in the last 6 to 8 months? Have you guys seen a drop-off or has it just been bustling?
It's pretty bustling, yeah. We obviously, our bulk sales went right up when COVID hit. People were really stocking up on all that kind of thing. But we haven't been hit by it economically in here. People still want to be in Mulaney. So,
can you tell us the story of Brock Gilbin? That's okay. I understand that there was some great work there. There was some contribution that he made to make a sign. Well, look.
Oh, the sign. Yes. Totally. he felt supported by the community, so he was giving back to us and gave us a really good discount because I think the community raised some money for him in the past. So that was really awesome of him.
How long have you been involved there, Charlotte?
I've worked here for about 10 years. Yeah, 9 or 10.
And, I mean, when people sort of come in and they want to know more about it, I mean, is it when you sort of talk about the ownership model, what do they need to do to become an owner? Like, is it a financial contribution, I assume, is it?
Yeah, so it's a $25 share, and then we do have a annual subscription fee as well. It's only $11 for the subscription fee. And you can get your share back if you move away or don't want to be a member. But we are open to non-members as well. Anyone can come in and buy their goods.
Okay. Well, it's a great. I mean, what the other point perhaps we should raise before we say goodbye is the model and the replicatable nature of it. I mean, it's pretty rare on the coast to have something of this sort. I mean, how does it? Can you give advice to little communities and groups that might have a little store or they might have a group of business people that could do something like this? I mean, give them some advice.
I don't know. I mean, it really just takes a good team. You need a lot of people, I reckon, yeah.
Do you know what the actual business side of things looks like from a tax and a business sort of proprietary side looks like?
Not particularly. It looks good, but that's about all I know.
It looks
we
good.
We have our finance manager.
Is that what you tell the ATO? It's all, nothing to see here. It looks good.
Well, yeah, we've got Peter, our finance manager, and he takes care of all that stuff. So I just make sure the shop runs smoothly out the front.
Good eye. All right. Well, glad it's going strong. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Eve.
Okay. Charlotte Fogarty Henderson with the Maple Street Co-op and the story of the 41-year-old co-op that continues to grow from strength to strength there in Mullaney.